A scary story?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
No more hangers!
Snap out of it!
S-T-A-U-N-C-H. There's nothing worse, I'm telling you.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Hey, what's that, Frau? What a dump.
Thanks. I bought it at Versace.
Oh, hello there. And welcome to the very first episode of the No Good, Very Bad Gay podcast. A podcast where I, along with special guests, work through a catalog of classic queer movies that everyone continues to read me to filth for not seeing. I am your host, Nick Kachanov, and today I want to start off the podcast by saying thank you. Thank you to anyone who's listening, for spending some time with me, for listening to the podcast. And of course, to all the people who have followed me on social media, which is lovely. I've created a Twitter account and Instagram accounts. Both of those handles are Bad Gay Pod, if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, or follow the podcast, rather. You can also email me if you ever want to be a guest host or have questions or suggestions for a movie that I should cover. Shoot me an email at badgaypod@gmail.com. And of course, as always, you can follow the podcast on Facebook if you just search the No Good, Very Bad Gay Podcast. Very easy to find. And last but certainly not least is a very special thank you to my boyfriend, Keon, who designed the logo for the No Good, Very Bad Gay Podcast. Thank you for not only being the driving force behind me making this podcast come to life, but also for taking the time out to design a logo and making sure that it looks good and supporting me during this process. I love you so much. Okay, so now that we got some business out of the way, let's get into this episode. And first of all, I have to start by saying that this is not an official episode, or at least how future episodes will operate. And I know that everyone is clamoring for the first episode of the podcast, which is a good problem to have. I have another podcast, which I will talk about in a moment. And people have already been sort of inquiring and asking me when the first episode is coming out. So this is kind of my preview episode. So for today, I am flying solo, but in the future, I will have guests, and I will tell you about that in a moment. So let's get into why I am creating this podcast. You know, this is like typical first episode of podcast stuff, just bear with me. But I think it's important for you to know or kind of hear the origin story of the podcast. So, like I said, I have another podcast that I co-host with my good gal pal, my best gal pal, the charming, the witty, the beautiful, and the oh-so-talented Amanda Kaczynski. It is a RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast with kind of a smattering of pop culture as well, in addition to like personal stories with my co-host and I, just kind of like sprinkled in through there as well. So if you are a RuPaul's Drag Race fan, I implore you to go listen to my other podcast, or at the very least, start watching RuPaul's Drag Race. For God's sake, it's one of the best shows on television. But I digress. Anyways, on this podcast, and on Drag Race specifically, and of course you know drag queens are the best of the best at sort of tossing out a quote and or a reference from pop culture or a movie or a song. It's just like, it's like an essential skill in the tool belt of a well-rounded drag queen. At least most schools of thought would agree upon that. And what we would find is there would be constantly these references, of course, and quotes or movies that would come up in a Drag Race episode we would talk about on the podcast that I or Amanda or both of us would just sort of miss or misquote. And then, of course, I would casually mention that I haven't seen that movie and just brace myself for the army of gays that would tweet at me and, tweet the eye roll gifs. They were abundant, but it was all out of love. It was never malicious. So this is kind of my rebuttal to that. This is my queer catch-up, in a way. These iconic movies that are so important to the queer community. And Here's just a short list, y'all. Okay, so we have Mommy Dearest, Moonstruck, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, Grey Gardens, Death Becomes Her, All About Eve, Sunset Boulevard. The list goes on. I can almost hear all of your buttholes clenching as I name these movies. I know, I'm the worst, hence the name, The No Good, Very Bad Gay. But I've also been on the other side of it, too. There are movies that I love and, of course, that I know very well that I would sometimes throw a quote out and they wouldn't really catch that. They wouldn't respond to it. They wouldn't know. And, of course, I would gasp and accuse them and throw shade that they have not seen this movie and how dare they, etc. But I think we all can agree that there's nothing better than, you know, maybe accidentally throwing a quote from one of your favorite movies into maybe like a new group of friends or maybe a party and having someone giving you that knowing look of, yes, you are the one I'm looking for. We all know that. It's a great feeling. And I want to capture that feeling and expand on it in the form of this podcast. So this is how a regular episode of the podcast will operate. I will have a guest host of my choosing as often as I can have them. I hope that it will be every episode. That is the goal. So this guest host will not only already have seen the movie that I'm featuring on that episode, but just like lives and breathes that movie, because we all have one. You know, we all have that one movie that we can sit down for an hour or so with a total stranger and tell them why it's the greatest film in existence. But I also want each guest to share insight or trivia and to do it with passion and with humor. And that is my sincere hope for all of the guests that I have on the podcast. I want to find the best of the best, the wittiest of the witty, and the gayest of the gays. And you know, it doesn't have to always be a gay person. It can be a straight female. It can be a straight male. If there is like a white cisgender straight male out there who lives for, I don't know, Steel Magnolias, then girl, I'm all about it. Pull up a chair and a slice of armadillo cake and let's get it done. Because I want them to like not just, I want to not gush about the movie. Obviously, I want them to, of course. But I want them to tell the host, that is, to tell me what it means to them and why they feel it's important and when and where they were when they first saw this movie or how it made them feel. Because these movies, these quotes and references, it bonds us, really, in the queer community. And of course, when I say that, it's not just the queer community that obviously has that bond. You know what I mean? A lot of people will love the same movies that I'll be talking about on the podcast. But for queer people, especially as kids and teens and sometimes even adults, these movies are an escape. They provide solace. These movies have been there when we didn't have anyone to talk to, when we felt scared or alone or ashamed of who we are, because before we found our strength, we found it in these films. And those are the stories that I want to tell. And okay, first of all, I have to say this too, and listen, you must know that in advance that I do not think that just because if you are a queer person who has not seen these films, that you are in turn a bad person or a quote-unquote bad gay. I know a handful of queer people who do not give a shit about any of these movies or this podcast. So, and one of the most beautiful qualities of the queer community is our diversity and that we are all unique and we all have a story to tell. And what better way to share these stories than through film? So again, please know that being a no good, very bad gay is no more than a witty title that I came up for my podcast and is not an accusation, and or in any way does it define you as an upstanding and well-rounded queer person or person in general. Okay. So this preview episode would not really be a preview episode if I didn't tell you what my very first official full episode of the No Good, Very Bad Gay podcast would be covering and who I am having as a guest. So, without further ado, the first guest on the No Good, Very Bad Gay podcast will be Mr. Jason Powell from the Lady Watch podcast with Ryan and Jason. And I am so excited. And, of course, the main event, really, of the episode, we are going to be covering A Star Is Born. I thought it was a very appropriate movie for the first official episode. A Star Is Born, a podcast is born. I'm sure you're sensing a theme here. Anyways, I'm super stoked that he is or has agreed to be on the podcast. I eventually want to have Ryan O'Connor on the podcast. Obviously, they are connoisseurs of all things that are quote-unquote lady adjacent, which lucky for me includes most of the older movies that fall under the category of films that I have yet to see to be featured on the No Good Very Bad Gay podcast. I know that most of you know the Lady Watch podcast. We promote it quite frequently on this Girlfriend's Cocktail Hour. If you are not listening, you need to change that immediately by searching Lady Watch, all one word, with Ryan and Jason wherever you listen to podcasts. Their tagline is, they are the only podcast dedicated to celebrating women over the age of Celine Dion. They are both fantastic. Please go out and support them as well. And I cannot wait to have Jason as a guest. I'm so honored that he has agreed to be my first guest, and I can't wait. So this concludes my preview episode of the No Good, Very Bad Gay podcast. I am beyond excited for you all to hear what is to come. Please make sure to follow and support the podcast on social media. Once again, you can find the podcast on Instagram and Twitter at badgaypod, and you can reach me by emailing badgaypod@gmail.com. Be sure to tell your friends and fellow bad gays about the podcast. Word of mouth is such a tremendous tool for spreading the word in the world of podcasting, so thank you for doing that in advance. Also, a huge thank you again to everyone who has supported me and the podcast thus far. I will see you next week for my very first official episode covering A Star Is Born with Jason Powell. See you next time.